News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Donald Trump has claimed that Iran has given him a big prize related to oil and the Straits of Hormuz, and that they have agreed to never have a nuclear weapon, and that there is the bones of a 15-point deal worked out between the two countries. Meanwhile, Iran is saying there have been no talks of any nature, that none of this type of deal is done, and they will continue to fight until complete victory is theirs. Mark Weiss is with us. He's Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. At this point, Mark, it's becoming an exercise in reading tea leaves and trying to interpret various levels of obfuscation. What do you get the sense is actually the underlying truth here?
Good morning to you. There's obviously contacts ongoing between the sides at a level of less than formal negotiations. I think the contacts and what Trump calls his 15-point plan are a trial balloon, if you like, to see if there is enough consensus to enter into formal negotiations, which may take place or may not in Pakistan sometime over the weekend. Both sides remain tight-lipped. As you said, there is a significant gap between the optimism Donald Trump is saying and what seems to be, from the Iranian side, plausible denial that the negotiations or the contacts are actually taking place. I think the truth will probably lie somewhere beneath between the two. But as far as Israel is concerned, Israeli sources say Trump is serious about reaching a deal, although Israel believes they probably won't succeed in reaching an agreement.
How much of that is domestic political pressure taking its toll in the US? Because if you look at Donald Trump's language, he's now talking about things like saying, we can say this is regime change. He's talking the language of complete victory on every one of the assumed objectives, which reads like a man who's trying to get out of this.
Both sides, in actual fact, are putting out statements claiming a victory and claiming the other side is only coming into these contacts because they have been significantly weakened. And I think both sides are probably right about this. Iran has certainly been significantly weakened. Their military and nuclear capabilities have been massively degraded in this four-week war. And obviously, the war is a problem for Donald Trump in the sense that the Iranians have seen the weak link, which is oil prices, and we are close to a global energy crisis. This means petrol at the pumps is already significantly higher, and this could lead to stagflation across the entire global economic community. This is not something that Donald Trump wants as he is approaching these midterm elections. So he needs an end to this war, as do the Iranians. And if you're looking for optimism, why there may be an agreement in the offing, that's where it lies, that both sides do have an interest in bringing this conflict to an end.
And of course, a major component in that international impact in terms of energy prices being the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has told members of UN's maritime agency that non-hostile vessels can pass through the Strait of Hormuz. How is that practically possible if mines are a threat? Because a mine can't decide what ship runs into it.
That's been the Iranian position from the beginning. They've denied that they have closed the Strait of Hormuz. They say it's only closed to enemy vessels or vessels from countries that are aligned with the US or Israel. So what they've done is they've put mines on the other side of the strait, closer to Oman, meaning shipping has to be diverted to the Iranian side of the strait, where it will be, if they want to, easier to torpedo or to bomb or to send drones against those ships, giving Iran, in effect, a veto of which vessels can cross through the strait.
Mark, thank you very much for that analysis. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.